Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
To Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today, we're visiting with Paul Kinley, Project Manager with Global Aid Network. Paul, as Project Manager with GAIN, please tell us of the ministry's focus.
Yes, Tracy. I manage a nonprofit project called Experience Missions in partnership with Global Aid Network, or GAIN. And GAIN is the humanitarian ministry arm of Campus Crusade for Christ, also known as CRU.
Tell us a little bit about Experience Missions. What does that involve?
We do four things: raise funds, recruit volunteers, host community and campus ministry events, and cast a vision for missions. Some of the projects we've done here in the Williamsport area is we've hosted World Hunger food packing events, where we will recruit upwards to 250 to 300 volunteers from the community, from a variety of churches, and throughout the community itself. And they'll come together to pack 45 to 50,000 meals of beans and rice. That food then will be distributed to various places around the world through the Campus Crusade for Christ network.
Wow, and how does that food then impact those areas all over the world? Like, how many countries?
Campus Crusade for Christ has an impact in 191 countries. GAIN is the humanitarian arm of Campus Crusade, and so we laser focus into about three regions of the world: Middle East, the Horn of Africa, and Central Asia.
What are the conditions like for people that will be receiving this food?
The ministry aid does primarily three things. It provides us access, number one, to regions within those countries that we would otherwise not be availed the access to get into those remote locations. Because we're walking in with humanitarian aid, food, clothing, medical supplies, shoes, care packs for children, blankets, vegetable seed packs, and that provides us access just to be able to get into these countries and into these types of villages. And then through that, we build relationships with the people in that region, which gains us credibility, and then ultimately gives us the availability to share the gospel. And that's the ultimate goal of GAIN. The ultimate goal of Experience Missions, as we partner with GAIN, is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the aid provides that window and that door of opportunity.
You're meeting that really practical need. Do you have a story that stands out of how someone's been impacted or how you've been impacted by this whole ministry?
Yeah. I took a mission trip with GAIN to Guatemala. We were distributing water filters about the size of your hand. That can filter water for anywhere from 5 to 10 years when properly managed. And we walked into a small little hut, dirt floor, very desolate situation. Through a translator, we asked the homeowner, we said, "Do you have clear water here?" And they said, "Yes, we actually have a device that was given to us through GAIN." So the lady grabbed a bag, came to us, and showed us a water filter that she was actually using for 2 years there in her remote village to provide her with clean water for her family. She was so grateful for our return to see that everything was working fine, and it was really an impactful moment for our team because it gave a lot of credibility to the Ministry of GAIN that we not only just go and distribute this aid, but we go back and we follow up. Another lady was in a garden, and she said 2 years ago, GAIN came and gave us vegetable seeds, and she turned and said, "Look at my garden." It was a huge garden, and she was so appreciative of the vegetable seeds that many people have packed here in the United States. You know, Tracy, it's another thing. People come to our events here in our region. They pack this food, but they're doing something for people they will rarely, if ever, meet. But when you go face-to-face on a mission trip and you see these people, it impacts you that's how I got involved with missions. I went on a short-term mission trip. It impacted me so much, I quit my job and began working in missions full-time.
Wow, and now you are planting seeds. You got to see there on that trip that you went on with the water incident and the vegetables, how those seeds that the team planted have come forth. And people that are listening now will also have an opportunity to plant seeds in the lives of other people. Tell us about this missions opportunity that's coming up for people maybe in the central Pennsylvania area.
We're going to offer a charter bus trip to Gain on October 15. We're going to have three pickup locations for this event, the Williamsport, Muncie, and Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove. And so what we're going to do is take a charter bus to Gain for people to go there, volunteer for the day. They can tour the ministry. Our bus team is going to pack 10,000 meals of beans and rice. We're going to have lunch provided by Gain, and we're going to be joining hundreds of other volunteers at the Ministry of Gain to pack shoes, clothing, blankets, food, medical supplies, and this is going to be the kickoff day for that event.
How can people get involved that might be interested?
They can simply go to our website, experiencemissions.com. People can register right there for the bus trip. It's only $35 per person. We're going to stop at Chick-fil-A on the way home and have supper. It's going to be a great trip.
That's Paul Kinley with Global Aid Network. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?